Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It's Okay That You're Not Okay, Meeting Grief and Loss in a Culture That Doesn't Understand by Megan Devine, is a profound and empathetic guide through grief, acknowledging the reality and intensity of sorrow in the face of a society that often insists on a quick recovery from loss. This book challenges the conventional wisdom on grief management, arguing that the societal pressure to get over loss can actually exacerbate the pain and isolation felt by those mourning. Devine, a psychotherapist and a grief advocate, blend personal narrative, client stories, and practical advice to create a compassionate roadmap for those navigating the rugged terrain of grief. Her approach honors the unique experience of each individual's sorrow, asserting that the true path to healing does not lie in attempting to quickly move past grief, but in learning to live alongside it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the myth of getting over it. Megan Devine dismantles the harmful myth that those grieving should swiftly move past their pain and get back to normal. She explores how this expectation is not only unrealistic, but also damaging to individuals experiencing loss. By expecting people to recover on a predefined timeline, society inadvertently invalidates their pain and impedes the healing process. Devine suggests that the pressure to resume normalcy after a loss can lead to feelings of isolation, inadequacy, and additional emotional distress. Through compelling narratives, she illustrates how acceptance and acknowledgement of grief, rather than its denial, fosters a more authentic healing process. Secondly, understanding grief as a personal journey, Devine emphasizes the highly individualized nature of grief, asserting that no two experiences of loss are identical. She argues for a personalized approach to grief, one that respects the mourner's unique path and timeline. This perspective empowers the bereaved to honor their feelings and experiences without comparison or judgment. By highlighting the diversity of grief reactions and timelines, Devine validates the multitude of ways people cope with loss and counters the one-size-fits-all approach often prescribed by society and traditional grief counseling. Thirdly, the role of support systems. The book delves into the critical role that support systems play in the grieving process. Devine underscores the importance of compassion, patience, and genuine empathy from friends, family, and the community. She provides actionable advice on how to support someone in grief, advocating for an approach that prioritizes listening, presence, and acknowledgement over attempts to fix or minimize the mourner's pain. This chapter serves as a valuable guide for both those experiencing grief and their supporters, outlining ways to build a nurturing environment that facilitates healing. Fourthly, grief in the digital age. Devine touches upon the complexities of grieving in the digital age, where the bereaved are often exposed to triggers through social media and digital reminders. She discusses the dual-edged sword of online communities. While they can provide a sense of belonging and connection to those in similar situations, they can also be sources of comparison and increased feelings of isolation. The author encourages mindful engagement with digital spaces, suggesting ways to personalize and control online experiences to support one's grief journey rather than complicate it. Lastly, embracing grief as a path to transformation. Finally, Megan Devine offers an alternative perspective on grief, viewing it not solely as an ordeal to overcome, but as an opportunity for personal transformation and growth. While acknowledging the profound pain and disruption grief causes, she explores how navigating through this challenging journey can lead to deeper self-awareness, heightened empathy, and a more nuanced understanding of life's complexities. This optimistic yet realistic view encourages the bereaved to find meaning and growth amid their suffering, providing hope in the midst of despair. In conclusion, It's Okay That You're Not Okay is a crucial read for anyone going through the grieving process, as well as for friends, family members, and professionals seeking to support them. Megan Devine offers an empathetic and realistic approach to grief, challenging societal norms and providing practical guidance for navigating loss. By acknowledging the individuality of grief and the ineffectiveness of trying to rush the healing process, she creates a space for readers to feel understood and validated in their pain. This book shines a light on the importance of compassion, both self-directed and from others, as a cornerstone of genuine healing. It serves as a reminder that it is indeed okay to not be okay, and that in acknowledging our sorrows and supporting each other with kindness, we can find a path through the darkness. If you would like to support Megan Devine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.